Radio. It's John Jackson here for Q Radio, and I'm at a comedy gig, and I've quite spontaneously caught up with Joel Dommett, who is a... Is it pronounced Dommett?
Yes, it is. John Jackson. It's the best radio name of all time. John Jackson. Hey, I'm John Jackson. That's amazing. But then Joel Dommett, terrible name.
We're in a cinema, which is a bit weird, because I've only just met you, and we're already on a date.
It's lovely. On a date where we're in a cinema, there's not actually a film on, but there's random strangers in the back listening to the interview. There's three of them. Sounds like an absolutely huge crowd. It's just three people. Lovely. What are your names?
Zig.
Zig.
That's me.
That's the best name I've ever heard.
What better than John Jackson?
I was going to say a minute ago, I had a cool name, and now this guy's trumped me.
We've got John Jackson and Zig in here. This is incredible. I feel like I'm on CBBC right now. This is incredible. What's your name? If you say Zag, I will blow my... Marvin's an incredible name! Oh, Drake wrote a song about it.
So Marvin's already pointed this out, that he recognises your face from somewhere. So you're most probably famous for being on Impractical Jokers, which is a TV show in which you get to make a fool out of other comedians.
Yeah, it's a really fun show. I really enjoyed it, and it was really nice. The thing with my face is that people kind of... I'm at that point now in my career where people recognise me, but, like, it's weird. Like, there's different levels of recognition. Like, that's a word. And it's like, you have, like, the top level that's, like, David Beckham and, like, Brad Pitt, where people, like, will see him in the street and be like, that's David Beckham! Slightly, maybe less... you know, aggressive, but that's what they'll say, right? And then the level below that is when they see someone who they recognise, but maybe they know what they do, so they'd be like, you play Janine on EastEnders. And then I'm the level, like, way below that, where people see me in the street and they go, hey, I recognise you, are you my electrician? Like, that's the level below, and I make quite a lot of money doing electrics that way.
Is there someone that people recognise you as?
People always think that I'm Will Best from T4, and people automatically, because I presented MTV for a year, so people automatically go to T4, because I look like maybe I present T4, so they go, were you the guy on T4? And I'm like, no, that's Will Best. And then I met Will Best, he's a really nice guy, and I went, oh, loads of people think I'm you, and he went, nobody thinks I'm you. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. That's awkward for both of us. And so it's weird. But he said that he never gets recognised. So I look more like him than he looks like himself.
Do you think that if people did start recognising you, doing a second series would be really tricky, because they'll be like, oh, that's the guy that has put up other people to be stupid in front of other people?
Yeah, I think it would be okay, because, I mean, people do recognise you, but I think... you can just do it again. So it's like, that's the beauty of it, the show. Generally, if you pick the right demographic, and the most entertaining demographic is the ones who are kind of not cool. Like, the cool people try and cool it out. And they'll always be like, yeah, what's going on? This is so weird. Whereas some people that aren't cool are just flabbergasted by it, you know? So, like, the slightly older people are hilarious. Like, we filmed a lot of the show in Glasgow, and you just meet these mental people, and it was like midday, and you could smell whiskey on their breath, and it was just hilarious. And so I think it would be okay. And if someone does recognise you, go, oh, that's you from that show, we'd just do it again, and then go, all right, thank you very much, see you later, and then get another person in. I think it would be harder, but I think it'll be okay.
So, I mean, the beauty of the show is basically getting people that, I guess, you've been brought together, but, you know, you're probably quite close to now, just to look ridiculously stupid. And I think the thing that you have to do when you're being put up for this challenge is to try and keep a straight face.
I am literally the worst out of all of them, right? I'll explain the show to you three, right? Because we're talking about the show and you hadn't seen it. So so basically, it's a show called Impractical Jokers on BBC Three. And there's four comedians, and one of them will have an earpiece in, and then the other three comedians have to tell them what to say, and in, like, various different situations. So there's things like someone's being a hairdresser and washing someone's hair, and then people are telling them what to do, and so they were doing those things to do like that. You've seen it, see? I'm glad it was memorable. No, it's fine. That's the context of it. And so it was fun. It really was... unanimously loved, really. Everyone really loved it. It was like, it's a kind of show that everyone wanted to hate it, I think, because it's in that context of, like, a prank show, and it's such a hard thing, because every prank show now has such negative connotations. But this show isn't about shaming the public, it was about shaming us and making us look like like stupid. So that's why I think it worked. It was a nice show. I can't remember what the original question was.
It's all right, no. But I was going to say, with the BBC to do something that's based around pranks, I know it's ages ago now, it's like nearly 4 years, but with Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand, it's probably something that they had to make it about the people, not about the public.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Some people have come in to collect some sofas. This is an interesting development in an interview. So I think the main... I'm really worried about it, and I think that would be the main reason why they wouldn't bring it back for a second series, would be the fact that it's in the context of a prank show. I think that would be the only reason. But we should hear in the next few weeks because it's coming back, and everyone seems to be pretty positive about it, so fingers crossed it will. But if it doesn't, then it's fine, we'll do other stuff.
To round up the Impractical Jokers, has anything gone sort of seriously wrong? Because my concern would be just... getting smacked, basically.
Yeah,
especially
in
Glasgow as well.
Yeah, they really only showed the ones which were really nice. There was times where I was so afraid. But generally, we realised over the whole series, we were filmed for like 2 months, and we realised slowly, like, you kind of just know what sort of people to ask. You just kind of ask the people that look decent. If they look mental, they will be mental. That's the rule in life. And so we kind of learned that quite quickly. And I'm addicted to Rubik's Cubes right now.
Yeah, I've noticed. Really, you're only like one square on each side away from it.
Yeah, basically, I just need to... So that's the hardest bit, though, the last bit, where you've got the last things into place. So you basically, then you've got to turn this. This all has to go clockwise, round like that. And that's about 12 moves that you need to remember. I can't remember it. But I can remember up to this point, but I can't do the last bit yet. I'm quite excited by learning that.
Have you got some big things coming up? Have you got a tour? Have you got Edinburgh? What's happening?
Yeah, I've decided not to do Edinburgh this year. Which I'm kind of regretting because I really like my new stuff, and I'm like, I really, and like all my stuff I did tonight was new, and I really like it, and I know that by the time it gets to next year, I'll be bored of it. So I should be doing Edinburgh. But I've got a 4 or 5 day run at the Soho Theatre in June, which is going to be really fun. So you can follow me on Twitter and stuff at Joel Donnett, and I'll tell you lots about that. But so I'm doing that, and then I'm doing a tour next year. So at the start of next year, from January to April or something like that, I'll be going all over the place. Well, that's the end bell. That'd be really fun. That's like my dream to tour, and I've waited a long time and decided not to do it in a bad fashion. I've waited to do it now, and I think hopefully it should sell pretty well. Hopefully a second series of Impractical Jokers. I've written a sitcom for BBC Three, and so hopefully that will happen. And so we're going back and forth for that, and that will hopefully happen this year. So I've got lots of fun stuff to happen.
Many fingers in many different pies.
Many fingers in different pies, including the Rubik's Cube game.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you there. You're off to finish your Rubik's Cube, get those 12 moves down.
Yeah.
Super Bowl tonight. Who are you rooting for?
Both. I'm excited. Who do I want to win? Raiders?
Okay, studio audience. Who's even?
The Raiders are in it.
Ravens. I have no idea about Super Bowl. I have no idea what it is. People get American, and I'm like, whatever. And who should win? Who is win?
Ravens.
I don't know anything about American football. I don't know. I'm gonna try. My friend's watching it, and I said I'd go to his house, but I feel like I might give up halfway to his house.
There's a screen here.
Yeah, I might watch it here with you guys. I feel like I know you better than I've ever known anyone. It's incredible. Yeah, exactly. And that's all there is to know about me. I want the 49ers to win.
Yeah,
I love the 49ers. The quarterback, he's John Travolta.
Let's do this!
Let's do this, 49ers!
Okay,
yes!
all right. This has taken a weird turn, and there's a lot of people here for American football reasons. Joel, thanks very much. Follow me on Twitter, and have a nice day.
Obviously, pleasure, John. I'll see you later. Thank you so much. Q Radio.